Scuba Guy here again with my friend Dr. Bill Harvey. And Dr. Harvey, you've got something to do with the world and grass and seagrass and that kind of stuff. So.
Right, Scuba Guy. I just swam in from Austin myself.
Boy, are your arms tired.
Really, but I am dry now. If we sort of think back to the history of exploration, one of the most important pieces of information that explorers or sailors or navigators have needed to have, and one of the most difficult pieces of information to obtain, is actually your pinpoint location.
Exact location, right.
When we think about how the old sailors of old, the Christopher Columbuses, the Magellans of the world, actually used the stars to navigate, and how they could tell where they were on the face of the earth, north or south, by the stars, it's very difficult to tell where you were east or west.
We need to hold that down on the table so that the camera doesn't blur on it.
And the earth doesn't move.
That's right. The earth revolves around the sun. Yeah.
So, again, it was difficult to tell where one was east or west, and fairly difficult to tell where you were in terms of being north or south. For the last 20 years or so, Scuba Guy, technology has become available, which allows us to determine with pinpoint accuracy where we are on the face of the earth. And that technology is called Global Positioning System,
Or GPS for short.
And here's how it works, quickly. There's a series of satellites that orbit the Earth that send signals down to the Earth, which can be then picked up.
These are stationary orbits, though, right?
Right.
Okay.
And they send signals down to the Earth, and they're continuously transmitted. Now, if I have the right kind of handheld computer,
we have to put it right down there,
then I can actually obtain those signals from these satellites. If I can get a signal from 4 of the 24 satellites that circle the Earth, mm-hmm. then I can use that information, the computer takes it and calculates my exact position on the Earth.
Can you tell us where we are exactly right now?
No.
Okay, that's a good investment there, Dr. Harvey, and that wonderful technology.
Well, the problem is that, and it brings up a good point, that GPS technology only really works out of doors.
Oh.
So if I'm indoors, then the satellite signals cannot reach me.
So if you're indoors, you're going to rely on the physical address of the building
right.
you're in. Okay.
Right. However, I could walk outside from here, and I could get a GPS reading and tell you the exact position. Not only will this small computer tell me where I am, if I'm traveling across the face of the Earth, it will tell me what direction in which I'm traveling and also the speed in which I'm traveling. And I can save that information then and use it in the future.
Could you use one of these to get out of a traffic ticket or something? I mean, no, officer, I got the proof.
His radar is just as accurate, unfortunately.
Oh, okay, so much for that idea.
So much for that. Now, these units are very inexpensive. Just a few years ago, one of these might have cost $1,000.
Oh, that's a lot of scuba dough.
That's a lot of dough for anything. It's a lot of ice cream. But now, this unit cost me less than $100.
Oh, that's reasonable.
Right, the technology is readily available, and it's very inexpensive.
They're like the old VCRs. I mean, the original ones were actually magnetic tape that you went from reel to reel, and they were the size of
a house.
Yes.
Right.
Labrador Retriever or something, and now they fit very nicely underneath the television set, and you can get them for under $200.
Right, and as technology has improved, where chip sizes have become smaller and more information can be kept on a chip, for example, these have become increasingly powerful. They'll store a lot of information. And if you go to the website, look under the Colorado and Rio Grande segment and click on GPS, a map will come up. And I'd like to talk to you a little bit about this map and how we've used GPS technology to not only protect the state's seagrass resources, but to allow people to access areas for recreational purposes, which historically were inaccessible. The map is actually an area right around Port Aransas, Texas, between Port Aransas and Aransas Pass. Mm-hmm. It's a very shallow tidal flat, which is covered in seagrass. Now, these seagrasses are very important to the ecology of the coast. Mm-hmm. They provide food and habitat for fish. They provide stabilization of the soil so that the water isn't muddy.
I hate to jump in on it, but we're going to navigate those channels so that people can go through without disturbing
right.
the habitat, or worst case scenario, getting
lost. What we have done is gone down to this area, Scuba Guy, and mapped out all the seagrass beds here.
Mm-hmm.
We've stored that information, and we will make that available to boaters and anglers in the area. So as they travel around this particular site, they'll be able to avoid those sensitive seagrass beds.
And avoid getting lost. Thank you very much, Dr. Harvey. We have to move on to other places. I have no idea where we're going at this point. I'm lost. But, oh, my friend Christina.